Okay, and if a crop wasn't planted, and the rows weren't planted perfectly straight, what might you say about that field?
Well, that used to be a thing that people took pride in. They wanted to get the rows the best as they could. My granddad could lay off the straightest rows I had ever seen. He'd take sticks, you know, and he could take a 10-acre field, take three sticks, and he'd measure his row here, you know, and he'd measure and he'd go, and he'd have them just straight. And then as a boy that my granddad and him pretty well raised, and he turned out to be a good farmer, and he'd do the same thing. He could lay off the straightest rows, and people would always remark about my granddad's rows or this fella's rows, you know, but a fella made them crooked rows, they'd always have something to say about him. I don't know what
did they ever use the expression Addie Godwin?
I never did hear that.
Or cattywampus.
Cattywampus now, that'd be sort of crossways or something, another in and out.
All right. And if you went in to spend the night in Knoxville, you might stay at the what?
Yeah, it'd be a boarding house.
Or a
hotel or something. Now it's motels and hotels.
Okay.
These old boarding houses are about played out.
Yeah.
Used to, I'd peddle a lot at Knoxville, and they'd have you'd eat at them boarding houses up over the square there, and I have stayed a few nights most of the time in the summertime. We'd have to sleep out there to keep somebody from stealing their stuff.
If you were going to take a train, you'd go down to the what?
Depot.
Okay. And then if you're going to check a book out, you'd go into town to the
library.
All right. And if a person works you'd say he works for the federal
government.
And a person, and the police is supposed to maintain
law and order.
Yeah. And then the war, we talked about this before, the war in 1865 between the North and the South, what was that called?
That is called the Civil War. I don't know whether there's any civil to it or not, but it's called the Civil War.
Yeah. Now you mentioned a couple southern states. I know you said you hadn't traveled much, but you know, when you went, after you go through North Carolina, then you go through
South Carolina,
yeah, you know what,
into Georgia, into Florida.
Okay, could you name a few other southern states? Out west and, you know, down
well,
past?
Well, southern states, that's all I've ever been in.
How about
southern states, Alabama and Louisiana, all that down there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know
how about the big state, the Lone Star State over?
Well, Lone Star State, that's Texas, ain't it?
Sure.
And then Tennessee goes to the Volunteer State.
Right.
Now that is because the Savannah Volunteers went to the Civil War, I reckon, where it gets that.
Do you know the name of a couple of cities over in West Tennessee, big cities?
Yeah, Memphis. Okay. That's a Democrat city down there, and there's a fellow by the name of Old Crump used to run that, you see. He's a Democrat.
How about where the state capital is?
That's Nashville.
All right, and we talked about churches. You said you're a Methodist. What's another big church, the church that Mr. Denton belongs to, for example?
Well, I don't know what Mr. Denton belongs to, but I guess he belongs to Baptists. There's the Baptists and the Methodists are the two leading churches, well, these holiness people.
And
the Church of Christ and the Church of God, they're all different, but they're taking a big lead. And these 7 days of Venice are building a big church. But the main and the old churches, there was only three. There was a one class they called the Primitive Baptists, and they believed in foot washing, you know, and things like that. And then when I was a boy, there wasn't but the three churches in the community, and that was the Baptists and the Methodists. Now then, in the 6th District, there's 6 Baptist churches and 1 Methodist in the 6th District.
What do you call that, the opponent, God's enemy?
Huh?
The man who runs hell, what's his name?
That's called the devil, as ever I've known.
Ever heard any other names for him?
Satan or something like that.
Okay, and there might have been an old house in the neighborhood that kids were afraid to go near. What was that?
A hand in the house.
What's supposed
haunted.
What's supposed to be in there?
Spirits, things you can hear, rackets.
Okay.
Somebody dragging something over the floor, something out at the road yard. There used to be a house, and people got afraid to live in it.
Is that right?
Some of them run off and leave it. And
what's the usual what do you say to people on December 25th?
Christmas gift is about the first thing they'd say to you the morning when you get up, or when you'd see them and they're supposed to give you something.
Or Merry
Christmas. Yeah. Happy New Year.
All right.